We have indeed tasted heaven this morning. It's my opportunity to welcome you this morning to Wooddale Church. Today is a typical Lord's Day in many ways here at Wooddale. We've come here to honor God and to worship Him for who He is and what He has done for us in our lives. Through music, through scripture, and with our voices, we have proclaimed God's goodness to every one of us. Today, however, is also unusual, for today we celebrate God's goodness to Wooddale Church by bringing to us Pastor Leith Anderson and Charlene, who we celebrate and honor them for 20 years of ministry here today. The rest of our celebration program will be given over to that purpose. In honor of the Andersons, you're all invited to reception, which follows immediately after this service in the great rooms in that direction of the building. It'll be your chance to greet them personally and to express your personal appreciation to them for what they have meant to us as a church family. As is our custom every Sunday, we ask that you would take the registration card and fill it out and place in the offering as it comes by in just a moment. Let's pray, thanking God once again for His goodness to us. Father, again, we say thank you for your goodness to us, for we can't say that enough. For you are a faithful God who walks with us through every circumstance in life. May we, O Lord, be faithful to you. May we choose to walk with you through every circumstance that we have in life. And the gifts that we now give, we give expressing to you our love, our devotion, and our thanks. We give and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're very pleased this morning to have you all here, but we're also especially pleased to have members of Charlene and Pastor Anderson's family with us this morning. They've made it very easy for me this morning to introduce them. They've also made it easy for you to remember their names since they're all Andersons. I'm going to ask them to stand as I introduce them, not necessarily to embarrass them, but hopefully you will recognize them and you can greet them after the service. We have their four children, starting with Jill Anderson, and Greg and his wife Amy, and they have two other Andersons with them, Cody and Jake, but they're down in the nursery. I'm glad to have them as well.
We have Brian. And lastly, their son, Jeff. And we're also very pleased to have Leith's mother, Marjorie Anderson, here with us this morning. Leith's brother, Roy, and his wife, Dell. Leith's other brother, Paul, and his wife, Lois. Leith's nephew, Chuck, and his wife, Lauren. And his niece, Sarah. Let's welcome the Wooddale, shall we? We have asked four people who have interacted with Leith and Charlene in various areas of ministry over the past 20 years to comment on their experiences. First would be Austin Chapman. And Austin has played a significant role in the ministry here at Wooddale through his lay leadership. He has served as chairman of the elder board and also served on the building committee. George Brusharber is our second speaker. Dr. Brusharber is president of Bethel College and Seminary, and has served on a variety of boards and committees with Leith and other Christian organizations. Ruth Mitchell is a longtime member of Wooddale and has also served in a variety of leadership capacities here. And she was also a member of the 1976 committee that eventually brought Leith and Charlene to us here at Wooddale. And finally, we have Joel Johnson. And Joel is pastor of Westwood Community Church in Chanhassen. And Joel really began his ministry here at Wooddale as an intern, becoming junior high pastor and eventually evangelism pastor. We're really pleased that these four could join us this morning, and I'm sure that you'll be interested in their comments this morning.
Leith Anderson came to Wooddale Church as a young man of 32 years of age. And for a young man, he showed amazing wisdom in understanding the situation into which he came. We had had a long-term pastor, and he recognized, as we did, that the one who follows a long-term pastor typically becomes an interim pastor. And he not only recognized that, but he acted on the basis of it and committed himself for 2 years to make no changes, to propose no changes in the life and ministry of the church, concentrating on getting to know the church and becoming acquainted with the people in the church. Were it not for that wisdom at that particular time 20 years ago, we probably would not be here today. But following that two-year period, there was an intense time of study, reflection, prayer, and study in which we looked at the future of the church, and under Pastor Anderson's leadership, a variety of changes were proposed. Changes like changing the covenant, changing rules regarding baptism, regarding the Constitution, regarding governance of the church, regarding the name of the church, and of course, regarding the location of the church. All of these plus others were considered, and over a period of a number of years were substantially adopted by the church. They were not a group of haphazard changes, of course. They came out of this study and prayer in which the focus and vision of the church was to reach out in a more significant way to our community and to the world. But beyond getting acquainted with people and building relationships and establishing vision statements and objectives, all of which is important, there was also ministry. And central to the ministry of the church was and is, of course, the strong prophetic voice of Pastor Anderson in the pulpit. Those of you who are here can't forget the series on Genesis, in which month after month we went through verse and chapter through the whole book of Genesis, which was an exciting time. Or the one that I recall particularly that was meaningful to me is the sermon relating to the woman caught in adultery. You recall the story of how this woman caught in adultery was brought by the religious leaders of the day into the temple, and Jesus was confronted there and asked what he would do with her. And they knew, and he knew, of course, what the law stated. The law stated she was to be stoned to death. And so in one of the powerful teachings of Jesus, as Pastor Anderson presented to us, the powerful teaching that applied not only to that specific circumstance, as so often was true in Jesus' teaching, but applied in many of the circumstances of our lives and is a difficult teaching for some of us. It was the simple teaching that Jesus said, "Let him who is without sin cast the first stone." At the conclusion of that service, as we left the sanctuary, there were several barrels of stones, and each one was given a stone. And on each stone was inscribed a number one, which you, I'm sure, can't see from there, but just a common stone to take with us as a reminder. And that has stayed on my desk from that time until now as a reminder to me of this powerful teaching of not casting the first stone. So we're thankful this morning. We're thankful to God for the powerful gifts of leadership and of preaching that he has entrusted to Leith Anderson. And we are grateful to Leith Anderson for the faithful way in which he has carried out those gifts and ministered to us here at Wooddale Church for the past 20 years.
Good morning. I came to my position about 2 years before Leith was called to his position at this church. I came to Minnesota with a name like Brushhobber, and I had to work very hard. He came with a name like Anderson, and all the Scandinavians put their arms out and welcomed him. And now I'm going to blow your cover. Scottish is not Swedish. But Leith, Charlene, it's a very special privilege for me to be a part of this. You have been my friend and my brother, and I am deeply grateful. In Bill's splendid introduction of all of the Andersons, he omitted a couple of things that need to be noted. Brian graduated last week from Bethel College, and Jeff is a sophomore and coming back. You see, a president always has to be selling his institution. I could tell a lot of Leith Anderson stories, but then he wouldn't invite me back. And if I don't tell them, maybe you'll invite me back. But I'm here to represent all of the various ways in which Leith and Charlene extend the ministry of this church across the nation and around the world. He always comes as the pastor of Wooddale Church, enhanced and facilitated by your supportive and loving relationship with him. But his influence and his wisdom and his guidance blesses the church, empowers the church all around the world. In the first years that I was the president at Bethel, Leith was chairman of the board. Were it not for his wisdom and his encouragement, I would not have continued in that position. I am grateful for what I have learned from him. Other colleges and seminaries are enriched as Leith speaks on their campuses and consults with their faculty. He and I have served together on the board of the National Association of Evangelicals, but he also serves in a number of other ways to put forward the cause of the kingdom of Christ in an ecumenical fashion. Denomination after denomination turns to him for consulting wisdom. He is profoundly committed to the church as the vehicle by which God works in the world. Leadership Network, a host of spin-off organizations of that, Christianity Today and its stable of 8 magazines, Leith's writings, the books and articles, interviews, videotapes he's produced, all contribute to the work of Christ and the work of the kingdom around the world. In all of this, he works with a pastor's heart, and a deep sense that God has called him to this place. Leith thinks and leads theologically from a solid biblical base and a rich understanding of how the church has faced its challenges over 2,000 years. There is a conceptual framework of thinking the way God would have us think. Thinking about a world that God created, thinking about people that bear the image of God, people that need to be touched with the redemptive grace of Christ. It's very helpful to have a colleague who thinks theologically so consistently. Leith thinks strategically. He knows where he wants to go, and he knows the priorities that need to be in place. And then he is forever resourceful and creative and surprising in discovering ways to get there that the rest of us have seldom thought about. It's a delight to be guided to new solutions by someone with such insight and creativity. And then he thinks and leads pastorally, and that is so significant. In a time when leadership organizations are challenged by a relentless pragmatism and are corroded by a powerful cynicism, it is so important to have as an antidote a person like Leith Anderson who thinks and leads pastorally, concerned that each individual may come to discover the full meaning of the grace of God in their lives. A man committed to encouragement, to nurture, to correction, and to share joys and sorrows. And Leith, you have been for me a theological thinker, a strategic partner, and a pastor, and my friend. Charlene, Leith, thank you.
We are your people, and we have gathered here to worship you and celebrate your goodness to us. Your goodness is demonstrated in how you meet our needs, and how you love us, and how you treat us with grace and mercy. Your goodness to us is also demonstrated in the many gifts that you give us in life, gifts that delight us, surprise us, touch us in our heart and spirit, and remind us that we matter to you. Today we thank you for the good gifts that you give to us in life. We treasure them and we acknowledge you as the giver. And in response, we ask that you would receive the gift of our praise and thanks this day, praying in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Lord reigns.
He is
robed
in majesty.
The Lord is robed in majesty.
And his armor is strength.
The seas have lifted up, O Lord.
The seas have
lifted up their pounding waters.
Mightier
than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
The Lord, for he is good.
Give thanks to the God of gods.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
To him alone does great wonders. Who by his understanding made the heavens. Who spread out the earth upon the waters.
Who made the great lights. To the one who remembered us in our low estate.
His love endures forever.
And freed us from our enemies.
His love endures forever.
And who gives food to every creature.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of heaven.
Thank you.
praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit.
And crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word.
Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion.
Praise the Lord, O my soul.